Let's go right back to the phones. Let's go to Cynthia in Littleton, Colorado. And she's got low energy, and she's got some stiffness and aching ever since she's had a hip surgery. Are you there, Cynthia?
Yes, I am. Thank you, Dr. Marshall, for taking my call.
You're welcome. And how old a woman are you?
I'm 71 years old, and I weigh about 125 pounds.
Okay, and did you have a hip replacement?
I did, a year ago.
Okay.
And everything was going beautifully and fine. I did have some oral dental work done, and everything seemed to go fine there. But then from that point on, things went downhill. I've had aches and pains and stiffness and tightness, not only in the side where I had the surgery, but in the other hip.
I see.
And now I'm experiencing across my back stiffness and tightness.
Okay. Well, first thing I want to know is, do you use digestive enzymes?
I do. I use your product.
Good. Okay. Well, that's step one. Step two, have you gotten pH paper and made sure you got first morning urine pH of 6.4 to 7.0?
I have got that, and mine tends to run higher. It runs like 7.4. It's up in the green zone, but it's high.
7.4 tells you that you're completely out of minerals and that the body is using ammonia to achieve the buffering for the urine. So you're not okay with minerals. Are you on greens mix?
I am not, because I have gluten problem, and I've been told that oats and barley and those things have a problem with gluten.
Okay, gee whiz, Louise. I don't know who gives you this information, but somebody needs to wake them up. The grasses are not the same as wheat or oats or barley. When it's in the grass form, to my knowledge, you're completely gluten-free.
Okay.
So this is probably the premier way to get minerals for someone who's having some real challenges throughout the body to get adequate mineral nutriture. I would try to get about 2 tablespoons per day.
All right.
That would be step one. Step two, I would get D3 as the D3 serum.
Also.
And I'd be using about 6 drops, breakfast and dinner.
Okay.
And that should force you into an ideal range of about 70 to 110 nanograms per milliliter. Okay?
All right.
All right. Next, we want to make sure parathyroid is doing what it should. So there you would want 1 to 2 teaspoons of nanogreen tea in 16 ounces or so of water to support best structure function for the parathyroid. And then finally, the kidney. So here in the kidney, we have some questions. Do you ever get any foot or leg swelling?
I have not, no.
And did you ever have children and have a tear rectally to vaginally and they sewed you up, called an episiotomy?
I did have that, yes. I have 3 of them,
okay.
But I have I've gone through some of the mud packs.
Good.
And those have been cleared, supposedly.
Oh, you tested and it was clear?
Yes.
Okay, then kidney should test. Then kidney should test on, and you shouldn't need any support for kidney. If that's the case, then this should allow you to very quickly force this pH back into the ideal zone, 6.4, not higher than 7.0, okay?
All right.
Once you get that, that should mean you got the minerals the body needs. That should help to reset everything, and hopefully that other hip will be just fine. The other thing that I would add to promote the best circulation and because of its ability to promote a healthy inflammatory response, I would get something called Delta Boost. And for now, while you're a little stiff, take 1 per 2 hours and see if that doesn't just do wonders. Remember this, you don't take it with regular vitamin E because that will degrade the delta to alpha and it won't work. So you take it at least 4 hours away from any vitamin E. Okay?
Just take one of those how often?
One of those about every 2 hours.
Every 2 hours.
I think you're going to be in love with it.
Okay.
And hopefully this will glue you back together so you can have a couple of really good years. And if I were you, in addition to that green tea, I'd probably throw some DHLA in there because you're getting a couple of years on the chassis, 1 teaspoon of that as well, so that you can stay really, the brain and the energy levels can stay as good as they were when you were 30 or 40, okay?
Okay. You said 1 teaspoon of the DHLA.
Yes.
And also you said
2 tablespoons of greens mix.
Greens mix.
1 to 2 teaspoons of the nano green tea that's on special today.
Okay.
All right?
Okay. Also, something I did not mention, I also have a lot of weight at the stomach.
Yep. You're looking for a scar trauma anywhere from the forehead to the pubic bone on the front of the body. You're looking for, are you getting 5 straight hours of sleep at night without waking for any reason?
No, I'm not.
See, that's the weight then, right there. Mm-hmm. And so you need to work on that. Are you getting up to urinate? Is that what it is? Okay, so then what you want to do is make sure you're not consuming any fluids within about 3 hours of bedtime. And the other thing you want to do, you can try the simplest support for this area called multipollen, which is my favorite. And you could try 2 breakfasts, 2 dinner, see how that does. For many people, increased magnesium, like 1 or 2 mag glycinate, is a big help as well. But we've got to deal with each of toward bedtime. And testosterone and adrenal output. Okay, I got to get out of here. Good.